Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Mega News Network with Joseph Bernard, our host. He'll be calling in here very shortly. He's having some technical difficulties. Virgil Spragus, who's going to be a little late this evening. Myself here, Russ Hody. And God only knows who will be joining us through the night as we move on forward with the evening. It's been an interesting day. I'm just going to take right off the top of the menu here, and let's talk about a little bit of this Iranian general getting bombed, El Salami or whatever the hell his name was. But he's a bad dude. He's been around for a long, long time. And as part of the sanctions on Iran, this guy wasn't supposed to be out of the country. Period. Okay, he was not supposed to leave Iran.
Hey there, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. My microphone took a dump. But I tell you, you know, I was saying earlier, I didn't know if you could hear me or not. But hey, we survived the Iran aftermath. Everybody's saying we're going to get bombed, but hey, we're still here.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because you really, really. Take a step back and think about what happened. This has got to be the first time in God knows how long that our enemies have stepped back and went, the fuck just happened. Okay? Because Iran is a proxy of Russia, all right? They're all supposed to be deep in bed together and stuff like that. You've got China. You've got China in there with him and stuff like that. You got a little bit of Kim Jong-un there, Kimmy boy, down there in North Korea. All right, so anyway, this guy's out and about. He's a bad boy, and he gets clapped, all right? So, big deal. Okay, so he's sausage now. That's all said and done. But if you'll notice, no one, have you heard a peep of anything from Russia or China, or anywhere else. I mean, this strike caught them absolutely slack-jawed, flat-footed. I mean, this is a moment in history. This is the fuck-just-happened moment of World War III, okay?
And not only Omar screaming. He's got Omar screaming, death to America. You know, but they did. They got caught with their pants down, you know, and now Nancy Pelosi's wanting to do a resolution limiting his powers and everything. And of course they are, because even though I blocked on Facebook, but I was reading articles, and Iran's wanting to come out and to do the tell all on the Democrats that's been involved in all this now.
Well, I mean, this has gone on for a while. I mean, and there's absolutely no doubt that Iran has operated by proxy in Iraq since day one, all right? This shitfuck that just got clapped, he has the blood of hundreds of Americans on his hands, all right?
Oh, yeah.
This guy right here is who Obama funded with that $150 million to keep this shit going worldwide. All right.
Yep.
And what has happened now, Iran has become more and more and more aggressive over the last month. You know, Gulf of Hormuz up there and stuff like that, damaging those tankers and stuff like that, trying to shut down movement through there. They've been flexing their muscles and they've been pushing. And now you got to remember, they've gotten away with this bullshit since fucking Carter. All right. Reagan came in there, they released him and stuff, but Reagan never went and did anything else about it. So from Reagan on up, right up to Obama, Iran did what they wanted to do. For some reason, there was a hands-off policy on Iran. And President Trump, as much fault as I find with the man at times, that was a big, brass, ballsy move he just made. He took out his number three guy and said, I told you, do not fuck with us. Knock it off.
Even Tim Jones impressed.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, seriously, folks, and you haven't heard a word from Russia. Nothing. In support of Iran.
Not even North Korea either, you know? And there's what's funny about all this is that we're seeing the liberals throw it a fit. We're seeing Democrats throw a fit. Pelosi throw it a fit because they weren't told. Well, of course they're not going to tell because they're going to want to go warn Iran what's going on.
Yep, exactly. That's right.
You know. What do you say? What do you say on that, Virgil?
Well, number one, Pelosi can scream about not informing Congress one bit, okay, all she fucking well wants. Mm-hmm. The supreme commander for the Navy and the Marine Corps is the president. He can deploy them anywhere in the world he wants where he gets nervous. He gets nervous, the Navy and the Marine Corps are his muscle. Mm-hmm. Only and only after 90 days of deployment is he obligated to invoke the War Powers Act. These people, they want to scream about the Constitution. They need to read the fucking Constitution. Okay? We did an entire blockade of Cuba under the direction of President Kennedy behind nuclear missiles without the approval of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Without the approval of Congress. It's called Executive Order as per national security.
Mm-hmm.
Read your directives. Some people need to study. Some people need to study that, you know, when it comes to national security, the president has a very, very broad range of power.
Exactly. And, you know, here's the thing is that, well, now they're screaming, well, he just killed his general. Now we're going to go to World War III. Now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do that. Oh, my God. They're going to go running high.
Never going to happen.
Exactly.
Never going to happen.
And that's
because they know if Trump was ballsy enough to pull this rank-ass shit on, they know. He is not going to go by the UN pussification rules. He's going to carpet bomb that. He is going to, he's already dispatched arc lights.
Yeah.
Okay? They got arc lights standing by. He's going to carpet bomb them motherfuckers back into the Stone Age.
Yep. And he's got 52 targets already picked out. So. But even the UN is screaming. I was reading some of that too, you know. So,
And then the Democrats were about, oh, well, some of those targets are cultural sites. What did those fucking heathens do to every cultural site they came across when they were running rampant through there? They tore that shit to the ground, burned it to the ground, blew it up, did whatever the fuck they wanted to with it. They destroyed it. All right. And I don't think there should be an emblem, anything ever standing of Islam. Islam is a cancer upon the world. And you people got to understand, man, they work off fucking calendars, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a 5-year plan. They don't have a 10-year plan. They have a 60-year plan. They have a 100-year plan. 200-year plan. And if, you know, 4 or 5 million of those of their people have to die in the process, well, so be it. You've got to understand, these are fucking heathens that have life has absolutely no value to.
They're demons. They're demons, Russell. They're part of Satan's spawns right there that, you know.
They're fucking savages.
Yeah,
they're fucking
savages.
Exactly.
I'm going to say this out loud now that I'm not on Facebook, which got me banned Iran is nothing but a bunch of psychos out there. They're psychos.
Let me tell you something. President Trump really wants to get rid of this, he needs to treat Iran like a asylum stick. He needs to break it, shake it, and make it glow in the dark.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
he's already shook it up. All you gotta do is make it glow.
and then you get the argument from the other side, which, you know, I think is a valid argument also, but you've got to look at the end game of all of this and see where you're going to end up at. And, do I think we need to be chasing these fuckers wherever they pop up over the world? Yeah, I'd rather not. You know, I'd rather not have to do that. But wherever they pop up, you have this kind of tyranny, oppression, genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Goes with them. So they are just they are a cancer that needs to be eradicated, and I think more and more of the world waking up to it. We know that Europe is, but Western Europe, like, it's probably too late for them because they've given up their weapons and have allowed the Muslims to take over political offices and stuff, kind of like we're doing here, you know. But, I mean, the significance of what happened in that hit, and that was green-lighted. I'm proud our president did it. But people don't understand what a moment that is in history. I mean,
exactly.
You think about World War I was started over the same shit about like this. You know?
Here's what started the whole thing of these lunatic liberals and Democrats don't understand was that general went in, attacked an embassy, killed an American construction worker down there, a contractor, and this is what started it. But at least Trump didn't do what Hillary did. He didn't let them die in there. He put the Marines in there. That's what started this. So it's not Trump's fault. It's their fault. They started this shit.
Ever since, you know, it's not the bombing. It's not the killing of the general. If Obama would have done the same thing, they'd be praising him right now. If Clinton would have done the same thing, they'd be praising him right now. All because Donald Trump did it, now everything's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. It's Donald Trump did it.
And make a resolution all they want to. The resolutions don't mean shit. He still has the power to do. He's the president. He can still walk over.
Everybody gets in an uproar about Congress doing this, Congress doing that, Congress passing this resolution, Congress articles of impeachment and all this. Everybody's forgetting everything's got to go through the Senate after it goes to the Congress. And They're not gonna pass this bullshit. They're not gonna pass it. You're gonna see AOC, she's out the door. She done lost her district. Okay. Come this election in November, you got a lot of people gonna unass some seats in them offices.
Even the rhinos are gonna be gone too. Not just Democrats, the rhinos are going to be going too. But let me tell you, some of this is laughable. What I've been reading all week, but you know, Trump just called. There was another article that came out before I came on the show. Now Trump wants to go after all the Iranians coming in here in the United States. He wants to halt them. He wants to put a stop to them coming in the United States for right now.
Well, that's a smart thing to do. I mean, that would have been if he wouldn't do that. I mean, that would be like President Roosevelt allowing Japanese to migrate to the United States after Pearl Harbor. I mean, that just makes fucking common sense.
Right, and then not only that, he set a total ban on the Muslims too. But it's right along with that, he's banning all the Muslims too. Every Muslim is going to put a stop to the whole thing.
They're still going to pour across the southern border. They're still going to pour across the southern border.
Yep. Have you noticed something? Have you guys
bringing that up, Russell, where's all the crying about these poor children now being separated from their parents, you know? I mean, they kill some raghead over in Iraq. All of a sudden that takes priority over little kids. You see, these people are unspooled. They're just. I mean, it's a tragic comedy.
Yep.
I mean, it's a tragic comedy.
I'll be honest with you. Since I put the wall up here, not too far down, for about 40 miles from where I live at, it slowed down a lot of them. Slowed down the illegals about 50%. We don't even see it on the news there anymore. We don't hear it on the news at all. They got 3 checkpoints now, brand new checkpoints. So, you know, it's been very quiet. But I tell you, it's Carmelita, I know you've been hearing some things. I know you told me the other day your husband was fixing to go down there because he's in the 82nd Airborne. What did he say when you talked to him?
He can't tell me much. I mean, you know, he can't tell me a whole lot of anything because his clearance goes way above mine. I can tell you that right now. And but I mean, it sucks. I mean, I can tell you this much. His what concerns us right now is the stop loss. If they put a stop loss, then that means you know, I can
told me that there was an article that came right out about the 82nd Airborne right after you told me that, saying they're on standby. I was like, yep.
They are. They got 4. Well, there's more that's already deployed. I talked to Bix, and let's see. He'll be back on the 12th. Then he has to report. Half of him, the command that he's going to, they deploy every 7 months. They deploy every 7 months anyway. They're a highly deployable command. So, I mean, I didn't lie. I came right out and told him. I said, shit, let me tell you what. I said, I'm going to let y'all know now. I've run my husband over with my motorcycle. Just giving you a heads up. That's it. I said, I'm done. Because it's insanity, you know. And then I want to know what the hell is going to happen with this little Omar bitch and this Tlaib bitch and all these idiots. And I'll be honest with you, that whatever show was where the Hollywood's got a whatever the screw up award, I kind of like what that comedian had to say. It pissed off a lot. And I noticed. Did anybody notice the expression on Tom Hanks's face?
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody watch that skit? Yeah, it's like, he was pissed. Yeah, he was pissed. I was like, oh, well, you're already pissed because you can't go to Epstein's Island, you know.
Yeah.
And but he was, there was a lot of angry people in that room. And all this animosity. But you know what? Russell's right. Why haven't we heard shit from Russia, China? I mean, come on. I'm telling you, this is... Oh, yeah. Well, Korea right now, let me tell you what, I think that dude's fucking scared right now. He doesn't know what to think because for a while there, you know, that's when my husband called me and he told me, he says, hey, I need to tell you something. And he says, I really can't tell you anything. Now, when he tells me that, I'm like, oh, man, I know right away. There's a chance you're not coming home. There's a chance you're not getting orders cut. So, I mean, there's a lot of young people that are undertrained. There's a lot of people, I'll tell you right now, if they go out to the field, they're not coming back. Honestly, they're inexperienced in field. And, you know, like I told you guys before, the tools and skills that we were taught, such as myself, Virgil, and whomever else went through boot camp in, you know, 1981, then, you know, it's kind of like all that's gone. All right. I mean, there's no stick lanes. There's nothing preparing you for battle on the ground. But what they'll do, and they can do this, they can do this. If you have your reservists that are in the IRR, they can activate them, pull them into active duty. If they have veterans that, I don't know, say they did their 20-year mark, right, and they retired. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When they retire, if it's in the contract where it stipulates, all right, well, I do my 20 years, but I will do this much in the reserves, they can activate you and take you back. Do I think there's going to be a draft? No. No. Because, I'm sorry, like I said before, what I've seen thus far, no. These people they have, I'm still scratching my head.
Well, Carmelita, reinstating the draft would be the best thing for the United States of America right now, because I'm going to tell you why. If Trump reinstated the draft, you would see the Central American caravan go completely in reverse, because you would have snowflakes, liberals, Antifas, everybody heading south to the border. It would force Mexico to build a fucking wall, okay?
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. Yep. Trust me. I believe that. There's just people. Right. I mean, I look at these kids today, and I'm just like, Jesus. You know,
oh,
I saw my doc today.
I know. I see it quite a bit up here. Let me tell you, one girl gave me a little hope. My roommate's niece came over to visit from Arkansas. She's 19, and she's smart. She's a conservative and everything. She's fixing to go to college and stuff, and we were talking and everything about what's been going on. And talking to her gave me a little hope. There's still some after a brain, you know.
Sure, but
I'm telling you, a draft would be the same as a purge for the United States of America. It would be like spraying concentrated bug be gone in your house, and you stand outside, you watching the roaches get the fuck out.
And one more order won't have to worry about Agenda 21. It just automatically, you know where I'm going with it.
I mean, I can just picture in my mind right now, south of the border, all of these snowflakes heading down there, all of these socialist pukes heading down there, and next year you see everybody wearing pink sombreros.
Shit, pink flamingos and everything. They can have half of Baltimore then, because I'm really fed up with this fucking gay parade. I want to see, you know, balls on balls. Half naked down there in Baltimore. Half naked. Grown ass men and whatever you want to call them. I don't know what they are.
Come to New Orleans.
Jesus.
Come to New Orleans.
I was down in New Orleans, okay? I've seen where they put their beads. Okay? No, thank you. No. Bad enough you got them, but got men in the military. Well, I don't even know if they're men. I mean, they're wearing thigh highs and skirts and shit. That's not a man. Come on now. I mean, I get it. I do. If you can pull your own weight, that's fine. As long as you can, you know, I mean, if you got my back, I got your back. But if you got my back in the wrong way, then we got a problem. There's going to be one less person in this foxhole. I promise you that. And that's the mentality of a lot of individuals. I'm being honest, but the people that I know that are active duty, let me tell you, you don't put the pinky out. Just don't do it. Because some of these guys that are still in are like, dude, I will shoot your ass. They will do it. I mean, I'm still going down to Virginia. I'm going. Yep. I'm going. I want to see what's going on. I'm probably going to go stone as shit, but I'm going. It's all because I figure, you know, if I'm smiling in the crowd, nobody will want to hurt me, right?
Right. Well, I haven't decided yet. I'm kind of waiting cautiously to see what's going to happen on the 13th. That's what's going to tell everything, you know. So,
I ain't waiting cautiously. Screw that. I'm
going. If I get my shit straight with my disability payments, which it looks like I'm gonna get it straight, Susan and I is coming. We're gonna make a trip up there.
And
we'll all have a camp out, and everybody will have a few drinks. Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, I got my orthopedic thing back today. Not good, man. It was so not good. I'm going to have surgery.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
What about you, Russell? If Susan and I decide to go, you gonna truck up there with us?
Yeah, I'll come meet y'all up there. Hell yeah, I'll swing by there and we'll ride up there together. We'll take two vehicles. Unless you want to take two vehicles.
Yeah, we might want to take two vehicles because some of us may get impounded, and some of us may be in jail, or whoever. You know, we're gonna have to work out the bail process and everything.
We are not going to jail. Stop it. We're not going to jail.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Black Lives Matter is gonna be there.
Then we're going to jail. Okay, we're going to jail then. I'll take one for the team. Just y'all get me out. That's all you got to do. Just get me out. You got to have me out before the 12th of February. Understood?
You're going to have a shitload of combat retired Marines down there pissed off. You know they're going to be fucking drinking, eating crayons and every fucking thing else. And you think some people ain't going to jail? You better take a reality pill.
No, I'm going to be stoned. I already made up my mind. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to just stand there being stoned. Officer, I didn't do nothing. You want a hit? That's what I'll do. I'll kid you not. I will pull out some medicinal, and I will hook up a sheriff. Here's my bail, sir. Here's my bail. It's for all of us. I'm not going to be ashamed of that. I kid you not. If you guys would have been at my orthopedic appointment today, you know what? You guys, if you would have had a miserable day, you would have been the happiest people in the world. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. Well, you have your orthopedic surgeon sitting in front of you telling me, oh, I got to take your whole meniscus out.
Well, Susan had to go at 6 o'clock this morning. I had to bring Susan at 6 o'clock this morning to get the Roto-Rooter camera run down her throat before she goes to a surgery Wednesday. She's going to get her gallbladder pulled out Wednesday. So
what'd they say about her gastro?
It's okay. Everything's a go. She's just waiting on Wednesday. She got to go do that. And then, boy, it's going to be hell for me because Susan has a very low threshold of pain. She has a very low threshold of pain.
I have a high threshold.
I'll go after her, but
she wanted me to go to Walmart and get her some of that spray that goes down your throat and numb your throat because she's got a sore throat right now from that shit. So I said, look,
ice
I said,
chips.
That stuff is nasty. I told her, I said, let me go to the truck stop and get you a big old industrial size cup of hot chocolate. And she drank that, and her throat's feeling a lot better.
Yeah, our ice chips will help too, because that sucks. It sucks big time. I told my ortho today, I was like, dude, do you think you can just do this surgery like with a local? And he goes, no. He goes, I'll do this. I'll try to lightly sedate you. He says, but, you know, my problem is, you know, some people kind of like, they don't really get sedated that way, and they want to help us out. And I don't need you helping me with your knee. And I'm like, dude, can't you paralyze me? Just paralyze me and keep me awake so I can see what's going on. My daughter, out of nowhere, she's sitting beside me. Now, let's keep in mind, she has a medical card. Okay, she is stone off her ass. And Commander knows it, and he's laughing. She goes, yeah, my mom doesn't really like going under. Do you think you can keep her awake for it? It's like, what the fuck? I'm trying to convince my orthopedic surgeon to please let me stay awake as they get cutting through my knee. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I can't. I'm scared. I'm going to be honest with you because I promised I wouldn't let the military touch me again. This is going to be my third knee surgery, guys, on the left side. My third. I've had two on my right already. Do you think they can get it right this time?
Yeah.
because I can come down there to
y'all.
I just
don't
know,
fellas. Orthopedics? Huh. Yeah, right.
Oh, shit. Louisiana don't have orthopedic surgeons? What the hell?
Oh, yeah, they got orthopedic surgeons down here. They know about 5 words of English, and they get to work on you with a dull spoon.
Oh, my God. Where the hell do you live? I mean, shit. I mean, where do you live? Where are you shitting me right now? You don't have no American doctors?
We have very few American doctors. And those American doctors, their fee is high as a giraffe's asshole if you go see them.
Well, I don't care. I'm going as high as a giraffe's asshole then because I have 3 insurances, so I should be fine.
Well, I could honestly say my doctors are American, so...
That's why I trust Street, Commander Street's American.
See, that's why,
Navy.
That's why all the gangbangers, in Baton Rouge and New Orleans wait till about 3 o'clock in the morning to pop your ass because you end up in the hospital with a Chinese intern with a dull spoon saying, "You okay? You okay? Me help you."
Oh, shit. No, no, you no help me. I give IV myself. Just give me pain meds, buddy. You ask me when I'm visiting. Are you kidding me? God, don't let me get hurt while I'm down there. Shit.
The only thing missing is the fireworks, the paper dragon, and the gong going off when you get the surgery down here.
That bad, huh? I was talking to another veteran. He said he had to go through everything that I'm going through. He said, "I didn't go through that many surgeries." He says, "And now finally, I'm 58 and they're going to replace both my knees." I said, "Well, shit, dude, I'm 56. You're telling me I got 2 more years to deal with this shit?" I said, "This isn't cool." But I'll tell you what, he was when he sat down, I knew something was wrong. I kept telling him.
I've been having trouble with my knees for the longest, but, but it's mostly my own fault. Fucking motorcycle wrecks, car wrecks. Hold my beer and watch this shit action. You know the drill.
Yeah, but my thing is I just don't want to keep going through the same thing over and over again. So he told me, I knew something was wrong, and I told him. I said, "Look, something is wrong, man. They did the MRI Saturday. I got followed up today, and this time it was with Street because Street was out 2 weeks ago when I saw the one kid, and Street sat down.
That's why you're fucking up. You don't go in there and tell them nothing wrong. You don't go in there and tell them something's wrong with you. You go in there and tell them you feel fine. Let them find what's wrong with you. You see, they always got to be right. Doctors are egomaniacs.
Arthritis. Well, they told me. They said it's arthritis. That's what he said. It's just arthritis. I said, "Dude, I want an MRI. That's it. This is my body. I've lived in it 56 years. You've only been a doctor for how long?" So I got the MRI, and sure enough, then my ortho, who's been following me for the past 5 years.
Right. Well, the way I look at it, guys, is doctors are like mechanics. They can fix you up or they just patch you up.
Okay, well, hopefully... Well, I'm getting patched up. That's true. I am. I'm getting a third patch up because eventually they're going to have to replace both my knees.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'd rather have a patch up right now than have a knee replacement because I just don't.
I get a tune-up every 1,000 miles.
Doctors down here are like trying to find a parking space at Walmart half the time. All the good ones are taken and the rest are fucking handicapped.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I got American. Well, I trust Commander Street. He's been, pretty awesome. Plus he's Navy. I have respect for him. As far as an Army doctor touching me, that's who fucked me up. So, no, you're not touching me ever again. Go away. Shoot. That's what I tell him all the time. Shoot. And the problem is now my primary care manager is a female. Major McClintick is her name. But she is funny as shit. I like it. She has a really brash personality as well. And I'm like, all right, I can dig you. You're all right. At first, I thought you were going to be a real bitch. And she just looked at me, probably thinking the same thing.
My roommate teases me because my doctor's female, and you know the actress from Ghost Whisperer, the show, TV show Ghost Whisperer. Well, my doctor looks.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
My doctor looks exactly like her, passed for a twin. My roommate was like, now I know why you like coming here a lot.
I ever get a doctor like that, I ever get a doctor that looks like that, I'm gonna stay going to her with turn your head and cough. Yes, indeed.
She ain't
even gotta put the glove on. Turn your head and cough.
Oh,
yeah, darling.
Nasty person. Nasty
ass
person.
I'm gonna be one till I'm a dead person.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. My doc last week, 2 weeks ago, he was hot when he came in. I was like, damn. And then I was like, how old are you? He said 32, and I was like, no, not taking the training wheels off this one. Fuck that. Nope. When I met my husband, was 25. Yeah, 24, 25. Wait a minute, hold up. Yeah, I was 40.
I'll tell you something about the medical profession these days. Okay, back in the day, you had people that went to school to be x-ray techs. Oh boy, that was the thing, x-ray techs. Then when the oil field industry really got to booming and they started hiring x-ray techs out of the ass, you know, the money in the medical field dropped. The money in the oil field went up. But when the crash came, when the oil field played out in the late 80s, well, you had all these x-ray techs, you know, asking people if they wanted fries with that then. Okay. The nursing profession has got the same way now. I know a girl that she was going to college. She was going to Lady of the Lake Nursing School and working at Twin Peaks part-time. And she got to really looking into things, and she said, fuck the nursing school. She going to stay at Twin Peaks. She went on full-time. This girl brings home anywhere from $1,500 to $1,800 just in tips. That ain't counting her check.
She said I'm gonna be working here.
Y'all gonna see me. Y'all gonna come back in 30 years, and I'm gonna have a walker still serving tables at this son of a bitch.
I don't know, guys. Let's make a prediction. What do you think's gonna come of Iran? What do you think's gonna happen here in the next couple of days or weeks?
I think they're gonna pussy down.
You
all right?
Or Iran?
No, the Iran's going to pussy down.
Yeah, exactly.
The loudest one. The loudest one in the room. The loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. An empty wagon makes a lot of noise going down the road.
Right now,
they can burn flags. They can shout death to America. They can do
this.
Where are
they getting the flags? Where are they getting the flags?
Yeah,
that's what I
want to
know.
Well,
where are they getting the flags?
I don't know. Well, I guess eBay. Flags. You know, anybody can get anything off eBay.
What's this shit about Pelosi? What is she trying to do? Pelosi's trying to take powers away from Trump?
Yep. She's trying to do a resolution to limit his
power. That bitch can't do shit. She don't have the power to do that. She does not have the fucking power to do that. And that old bat, okay? She needs to get her head out of her fourth point of contact and realize that. Because let me tell you what. She's already made herself like this huge-ass target, along with Omar, Tlaib,
mm-hmm.
That little piece of
AOC.
Shit.
AOC?
Yeah. You know?
Well,
I mean, they're all...
Well, the one that really got me pissed off, the one that's got me really pissed off right now is them motherfuckers with the Secret Service. If they haven't locked George Lopez, arrested and locked George Lopez's ass up for his fucking remark,
Oh, yeah.
Every goddamn one of them needs to turn in their fucking badges.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't believe me.
Take a close look at Omar, too, because she's been shooting her mouth off. And
if me, you, Russell, Carmelita, Johnny Dempsey, Hurricane Ann, if we'd have put that shit out on Facebook or anything else when Obama was in office, we would be so far under the fucking jail.
Joseph tell you what happened to me today? Did Joseph tell you what happened to me today?
No, I didn't get a chance to. She got roadside.
Yeah, get a load of this, guys. All right, when I go on base, you know they have a scanner, okay? If a guard's not at the gate, they have the scanner, right? So, of course, you know, I got my daughter, my granddaughter in vehicle with me. I got to go to ortho, no problem. All right, so I go to scan my ID. All of a sudden, this red thing comes flashing up on the fucking screen, and it says untrusted traveler. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I tried my ID again. So then next thing I know, this black guard sticks his head out, and he says, let me see your ID. So I hold my ID up like that, right? And I said to him, so what the hell is going on? What is that all about? Like that, right? I said, I used my ID. He says, yeah, I know. I've seen you like that, right? And I said, so what the hell is that all about, man? And he says, and he looked dead in my eyes. And let me tell you what. Oh, you lucky I escaped my fucking car. He says, the federal government doesn't trust you to bring people on the base. I said, excuse me? What did you just say to me? And my daughter said, what? He says, the federal government doesn't trust you to bring people on base. I said, where's the garrison commander? He said, the garrison commander can't do anything. You need to go to Deers. So I'm like, I'm about to punch this prick in the face. So I go to my ortho. I tell Commander Street what the hell happened. He says, I ain't never heard of that before in my life. Okay, no worries. Finish my ortho appointment to get that bad news. Then I go over to Deers, right? I go in there because I called them prior after dealing with this little punk. And they took me back right away because, you know, when you go to Deers, guys, to the ID place, you got to pick a number. You got to wait to be called. No, they took my ass right back. And she looked at me. She said, he said, what to you? I said, ma'am, I used my ID. It said, I'm untrusted traveler. I said, this red blinking warning sign came up on the machine, and it said, untrusted traveler. What? And she goes, I have never heard of that before in my life. I said, and this is what the guard said to me. She goes, well, maybe he was joking. I said, and my daughter was right there. My daughter says, no, he wasn't joking. So I turned around and said to the guard, when he said it to me a second time, I said, no, it's not that they can't fucking trust me to bring anybody on base. It's the fact that I'm a fucking conservative and you motherfuckers flagged me. That's what I said. And he didn't say shit back to me. Not a damn thing. So I had to go back to the ID. I went to the ID place today, and she says, we're going to fix this right now. And she gave me a new military ID. But I have never, guys, had that happen to me ever. Okay?
Wow.
And I've been
and
retired
right
since 2015.
Right after we talked about going to the staying at the base, that, you know, that's kind of, to me, that was kind of strange, too, that all of a sudden that happened.
That was weird as shit. I've never had it happen to me before, and for the commander not to even hear of it, and then the person at Deers at the ID office says she's never heard of such a thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You better fix your damn machine. And I told him, I said, you better have somebody call me. She says, well, was it a military personnel or civilian? I said, it was a civilian guard. She goes, can you give me an idea, you know, give me a description? I said, yeah, I can. I said, I can point them out if you want me to. So, but it happened. My ID, that warning came up, and I'm like, what the fuck? I thought everybody was going to swarm my vehicle for a moment there because I've never seen anything like it. I was waiting. You know, I was waiting, you know, for them to just swarm my vehicle.
Well, as far as Iran is going to be concerned, Number one, the United Nations is going to want to have them to have a sit down in Geneva and all of this bullshit here. You know, that's coming. But they're not going to mess with us. They're not going to mess with us. They're not.
They know better.
They may attack them, but bases down there. But, oh, look out, because if they do.
Well, the thing is, what we got to worry about is Israel. What if they're going to throw Israel into this? Because what they try to do every time they get in a conflict with the United States, they try to push Israel's buttons to get involved in the war. Let me finish, Joseph. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Okay. They try to push Israel's buttons to get involved in the war, just like they did with the first with Desert Storm, firing those rockets over there, those Scud missiles. And if that happens, what it is, it breaks the Arab-Israeli peace accord, which we have basically all over. The Six-Day War starts again. All of the Islamic countries line up, and they go to war with Israel, which is going to throw us into a major conflict, which is going to it's going to be ugly. So that's what you have to watch. That's what you have to watch. As far as direct, as far as direct confrontation with the United States, that would be suicide. It would be stupid. It would be stupid. I mean, you know, we have one aircraft carrier, the Roosevelt, which carries enough firepower on it to completely level the entire country of Iran. They can level it. And you can bet your ass off this so-called thing called surgical strikes, that ain't gonna be in the program this time. That's not gonna be in the program. The United Nations is not gonna be able to call the shots on this.
Whatever these 50-yard targets are, it'll do damage to them.
As I said earlier, I think the non-reaction that we saw from Russia and China, I mean, they got their hands off that hot pot real quick, man. Not a word has come through there. I don't think Iran will retaliate. I think they understand that would be the end of them. So we'll have to see what happens, but watch Russia and China over the next day or two. And then going back to the impeachment thing, just like I told you guys 2 months ago, with four senators to watch, and they're going to be the four that turns this into a trial, and that's going to be Collins, Murkowski, Romney, and Cornyn.
Well, I just heard today, too, from McConnell on the news stating earlier that they got to the end of this week to get the articles. If not, then they're going to go ahead and move on with the trial without it.
Well,
I'll tell you what, I'm proud of Trump. I don't care. I think the men have balls.
Oh, definitely. That's what I said earlier. That was a big brass balls move. I mean, there were sanctions against Salami Man there, man, but he'd been moving around freely through the Bush, Obama administration stuff, killing our soldiers and Marines and airmen and other sort of personnel, their blood all over his hands. I think the DOD has their statistics of 603 people were killed, American lives were taken by the militias that he funded, that through Iran and stuff like that. So, I mean, that was a big brass ball, bold move, and that's why I'm saying it came down so hard, so quick, that Russia and China don't know what the fuck to say. They're sitting there going, "The fuck this happened?"
Well, Russell, can you just imagine the look on Brennan's face when he got the news? Can you just imagine the look on his face?
I guarantee you,
he put a look on his face that he couldn't even been in a public function and shit his drawers and not had a more fucked up look on his face. I guarantee you that.
Right. I like to know who it is that's advising Trump, because, man, whoever it is brilliant. You know, I still say it's probably Mattis. I still have to think it's Mattis behind the scenes because he disappeared there for a while. What do you guys think?
You can't have that, buddy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what more can you say about it? Bad guy got taken out. It was he was fully authorized to do what he did. And I give him an attaboy for it. Good move. We'll see what happens from here on out, but I think things will move a lot slower and a lot more cautiously in the Middle East right now.
Yep, because they're
going to
be like,
right? What about Pelosi? Come on, tell me something's going to happen to her and Schiff.
But they're going to be like scratching their heads for the next couple of days, still figuring out what the fuck happened.
Yeah. I think we ought to offer Pelosi to Iran. You know, we took out their number three guy. We should at least give them ours, huh?
Hell yeah.
You know, with this $80 billion bounty they got on Trump, I was surprised they didn't put one on Pelosi. Yeah. It's the same thing. Take him out, take her out too.
Well, she's too busy taking Demerol pills and drinking her Grey Goose standing in the mirror rehearsing right. her famous line when she gets subpoenaed for the impeachment.
Right.
I take the fifth.
But you know, I don't know. Whatever Iran does have some dirt on me. I was reading this article earlier before I came on the show, and Iran top leader came out and said that he's getting ready to tell all. So we'll see.
What can they say that we don't already know? I mean, that's like coming out and saying, oh, Charles Manson was a bad person, you know? Well, what else is fucking new, Skippy?
Right. So if it does come out, what are they going to do, Dustin? Not a damn thing. You know? But meanwhile, we got to go on break here in a few. You guys want to go on for another hour, or do you want to shut it off early tonight?
I got to shut it off early. I got to get up early in the morning. I got to bring Susan. Right. Susan's got doctor shit all this week. I got to bring her to pain management tomorrow. So
yeah. Well, I tell you what, we'll be back tomorrow.
No, that's just a routine. Yeah. She got to schedule her nerve burns for February.
Reaching to it.
No, she got a fucked up back. She got fucked up nerves in her back from that car wreck, and every 6 months she's got to get those nerve burns, or she walks around the house looking like fucking Quasimodo.
Yeah, I know. I got problems in my back, and I know the feelings all too well. But I tell you what, we'll be back tomorrow night and everything, and I do apologize to everybody on Facebook. I am banned, so I'm banned for 30 days but I'll be back. So, but anyhow, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Y'all be safe, be warm out there, and hey, we'll see if we get bombed tomorrow night. But anyway, we'll close the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Assalamu alaikum.
Good night,
alaikum.